for this 2009 gathering of the Cornish Cousins. And on behalf of that committee, allow me to extend a warm welcome to all of you, especially to you who have traveled great distances from across the seas and other parts of North America. We meet tonight in the chapel of what was once the Mount St. Mary's Orphanage and subsequently Convent and Academy. That was operated for over 100 years by the Catholic Order of the Sisters of Mercy. For the past 40 years, this property has served our community as the St. Joseph Cultural Center. We are grateful to its board of directors and its executive director, Joseph Guida, who is with us tonight, to have made this space available to us without charge. Before introducing our speaker, I have been asked to make several administrative announcements. First, if you are carrying a cell phone on your person, please turn it off or turn it to mute as a courtesy to others in the audience. Happiness is being Bieberless. Philip has pursued two careers. One involved service as both a regular and a reserve officer in the Royal Navy, where he served at sea on various ships of the line, and as the senior lecturer in the Department of History and International Affairs at the Royal Naval College in Greenwich. Before ending his 30 years of military service as a naval reserve commander, he also saw duty with the British Army in Bosnia and Croatia in 1993 and aboard the aircraft carrier Her Majesty's ship Ark Royal when that vessel landed Royal Marines for the seizure of Basra during the invasion of Iraq in March of 2003. Philip's second career has been in academia. In 1990, he gained a second doctorate from the University of Plymouth for a study of modern Cornwall. Shortly thereafter, he became a professor of Cornish and Australian Studies at the University of Exeter in Cornwall and the director of the Institute of Cornish Studies. He still holds these chairs today at the Exeter University's present campus located outside the city of Penryn in Cornwall. The number of publications, pamphlets, articles, and everything that my professor paid is too long to cite here. However, they include such acclaimed works as A.L. Rouse and Cornwall, A Paradoxical Patriot, but first published in 2005, Making Munta, The Invention of Australia's Little Cornwall, published in 2007, and Cornwall, A History, first published in 1996, and then a revised edition published in 2004. Philip and his wife, Hilary, who sadly was unable to join him for this trip, currently make their home in Bodmin, Rathvalley's Cornish sister city. Would you please welcome, or join me in welcoming to this stage, Professor Philip Payton.